Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dr. Ed joined us today. I got a text message from a buddy of mine. Todd talked about your helmet thing. Was given that helmet thing for Christmas a couple years ago. It's brutal. Pieces are centimeters small and take hours. Not like a regular puzzle. Damn near had to have an architect to build the damn thing.
Yeah, it looked like the...
Step by step.
A lot of the pieces are really tiny.
Did you finish? He said, yep, over 2 days, couple hours on, couple hours off, couple hours on.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That's too much effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was reading the other day, in addition to...
You got turds to scout, man.
You don't have time to build the helmet.
You can't find any toilet paper. You can't find any thermometers. There's also a run on baby chicks. Everybody had the same cool idea as me. Start raising chickens.
Oh, the baby chicks for Easter, too, right? Don't they people give
baby
normally chicks for Easter?
Yeah, there's a run at this time of the year anyway because, you know, they want baby chicks for Easter. Yeah. But now it's hard to find.
Are you still
going to
raise chickens?
Baby chicks. No, I got no place to put chickens.
2 weeks ago, you were serious about building a little chicken coop.
No, I never really was.
It's but sad when dreams die.
Yeah.
Especially in real time.
Yeah. You'd think we'd all be used to it by now.
Yeah, but that was a two-week-old dream. It's dead already.
I wish I had the space. Yeah. If I had the space, I wouldn't hesitate.
You do have room out there to put a chicken coop. Of course, the dogs couldn't get past it because they would kill the damn chickens.
Right.
Right.
I don't have all that room.
No.
Very limited room. Because
then you have to see if they resurrect.
Yeah.
I think he floated this idea a couple years ago, too. This isn't the first dance you've done with raising chickens.
Right.
I remember we had a long discussion about whether or not you could have chickens in the city.
Right.
Just a couple years ago.
I know you can send... Oh, we've had this discussion before, and your dad probably knows. You can send baby chicks via the U.S. mail.
They might have,
punch a hole in the box.
Yeah, that's all they have to do.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just a nice little mental scar for the kid.
Yeah, open it up, there's a dead chicken laying in there.
Don't worry, we're having ham today.
And I don't know how many you can mail at one time. How many per box? Probably got to limit that, huh?
Can't you just go somewhere and... buy some chickens off a guy that has chickens eventually when you want to build your chicken coop?
I don't want to go anywhere, though.
I know, not now.
Not right now.
No.
And hey, and maybe don't give animals as gifts for Easter.
Yeah, I read a whole thing about people still giving bunnies, you know, away on Easter because, you know, the kids are bored, they're at home, give them a bunny. Why?
Yeah, they're going to lose interest in it in about 2 days, and then you're going to have a rabbit.
Then you got to get a bunny cage out back.
That is one way to find out if your kid's a serial killer or not.
That's true. That's true. They start on animals.
They start on bunnies.
Yeah.
We're celebrating New Beers Eve today.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
The 6th?
Yep.
Okay. So
the reason we are celebrating today is New Beers Eve.
New Beers Day would then be tomorrow?
National Beer Day is tomorrow.
Okay. So we're supposed to try something new tonight?
No, just get prepared for beer day.
Okay.
You got to wrap the presents and everything tonight?
Yeah.
All right.
Just get prepared for National Beer Day tomorrow by having New Beers Eve tonight.
Well, once again, if I didn't have to wake up at 4:30, I'd be drunk every day. At least buzzed every day.
You're just not trying.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
And today is National Tartan Day. All things Scottish.
Drink a beer in a kilt.
There you go.
Yep.
Or are kilts Irish?
I don't know. No,
Scottish.
No.
Let's keep in mind that all the talk that we hear about the peak of the coronavirus.
Great conversation with Dr. Ed. In case you want to check it out on the podcast.
That would be on the coast.
Yeah.
They are saying that large parts of the South and Central United States.
Yeah, Ricketts, you listening?
Of which we are, may not hit their peak until May.
Yeah, which makes us sit inside even longer than the rest of the country.
Right.
Yeah. So do it now. So maybe we don't have a huge peak. We're going to get a peak eventually, but let's keep the peak low.
Well, perhaps the fine citizens of this state could just take it upon themselves.
Well, a lot of them are. A lot of people are staying at home doing the right thing, but a lot aren't.
I saw this morning, the numbers I saw were like above 90% of Americans are drastically reducing what they're doing.
Right, right.
So I think the vast majority of people are trying to do their part.
I know, the people I know, but you know, we all know idiots that aren't.
I know, but we all end up focusing on
the vast majority.
Yeah, but
he's
right. Yeah,
the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service was asked in response to a news story of a tiger or tigers catching the COVID-19.
Yeah, one in the Bronx Zoo.
Several.
Several now.
Well, in that crowd.
Okay.
They figure.
Now, can it be transferred to humans? Do they
That's
know that?
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
The question to the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service: if animals can catch the virus, can they give it back to people? They say no. At this time, there's no evidence to suggest that any animals, including pets or livestock, can spread the COVID-19 infection to people.
That's good.
That's just an answer to a question we had earlier.
We were talking about walking through the neighborhood, and a lot of people have their dogs with them. You're not even letting dogs get near each other because you just figure out whatever. That means that people are going to be too close together. My favorite part about walking is that people are friendly because we're all in this together.
From a distance.
And even people you don't know will just say, crazy times. Yeah, how you doing? Crazy. That's all basically what everybody says. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, hi, what do you got? It's like, hi, get away from me. It's a weird vibe we all have with each other. Crossing the street when you're walking, mm-hmm. Here comes somebody down the street. And then I walk with my wife now because she wants to walk more now. And I say, she gets mad because I get pissy. I go, oh, Jesus. Oh, this guy coming towards us. The guy's like 400 yards away. I go, she goes, what are you yelling for? I said, oh, are we going to cross or is he going to cross? And then
somebody has to cross.
Well,
and sometimes you can't cross because somebody's on the other side of the street. So who's going to go into grass? Who's going to stay? It's a weird dance you play.
Isn't there a period of time involved as well?
Of what?
Of hanging out too close to people?
I think there might be, but if a guy's
so I think
close
passing
to goes,
by them.
Right. Well, a guy jogged past me the other day.
A
guy just jogged right past me. I felt this jogger behind me, and I'm thinking, oh, he's going to run around me. But he walked like just went right beside me. What if he'd have went?
You would have lost your mind.
He probably wouldn't have.
No, he didn't. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just saying.
He just pukes a little bit.
Yeah. I believe if I remember last week, Dr. Mina said to be considered to be exposed to someone,
right,
if they were,
right.
you have to be around them for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's not passing in the street.
And when I was talking to Doc Ed off the air about that kind of stuff,
right.
He said, you know, you got to factor in a lot of other things too. Mostly it's windy around here a lot.
Yeah.
So the virus would get tossed around in the wind.
Right.
Maybe we could all just open our windows and it'll go away.
I saw the same guy with his hot chick that he's still 6 feet away from, and I just want to stop him some day and say, dude, obviously you're not tagging that yet, but I hope you do eventually. I don't even know who the guy is.
Pulling for you, man.
But I saw him again the other day. I'm thinking, man, she's looking good.
Right.
And he's walking 6 feet from her.
So you got the sad saga of the side piece going on.
Yeah.
And then the making time from 6 feet away.
Yeah, I don't know. Hell, it could be related in some way. I don't know. But they're obviously not. They are social distancing, but they're walking together, which is fine. They're staying. He's in the street. She's in the sidewalk. They're not anywhere near each other.
But they're not really close to each other like you.
No. Like me and my wife walk right next to each other because we live in the same house.
We're in the same house.
Right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett going to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Kobe's going, huh?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, he only made it because he died.
Yeah, he got out in time.
Rudy Tomjanovich going. 10-time WNBA All-Star. Tamika Catching, also being enshrined, as well as former Oklahoma State and Creighton men's coach, Eddie Sutton.
Eddie Sutton.
And Arkansas head coach.
By the way, Craig, they showed him on ESPN this weekend. Might want to throw him on the draft board.
He is. Yeah. He's already on there. He's been on there for a year or two.
Not looking good.
No, I've already got him on the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's not draft board. He's list.
I didn't look up anything about his health. I just took one look at him and went, oh, he's going to die.
And maybe he's hanging around until this, at least. So you got that going for you.
I guess so.
Ceremony for the Nebraska Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame presentation may be postponed.
Yeah. It better be postponed, not canceled, because figures, we get in it and it doesn't happen. That's the apocalypse. I don't think
coincidence?
So.
I don't think
it was just
so.
A whole scheme to keep us out. Oh, I thought of that.
The 86-year-old.
It was to get Trump out of office and to keep us out of the Hall of Fame. I think both are tied to the scheme. The
I
hoax,
would see that.
The
yeah.
hoax that is the sense. Coronavirus.
I'd probably mail you the plaques. You just wouldn't be able to
No, I want
the ceremony.
Damn it.
Can't have unwashed like you.
It's in August, right? Yeah.
Eddie Sutton is now 86.
Yeah, he coached Creighton 73, 74, 75, somewhere in that area.
From 69 to 74.
Okay, I'm wrong.
He is a Buckland, Kansas native.
Where's Buckland, Kansas?
2 hours west of Wichita, just before you get to Dodge City.
All right.
Didn't expect that, did you?
No, but I figured you looked it up. The way you said the name of the town, I knew you knew where it was because you looked it up. I could tell.
I thought the answer was going to be Kansas.
Yeah. Either way is acceptable. Either way is a correct answer.
Completely accurate or completely vague.
Right. He probably knew Dick Harp then.
He probably did, yeah. I had a coach alongside him. So Eddie'd be glad to know he's actually on your list, Craig.
He'd be honored.
I don't know about that. And did you see Floyd Mayweather's daughter?
No.
That's the trouble with being the daughter of a famous person.
DUI?
Oh, God, no. Oh. Oh.
Drugs?
If only.
Drugs?
Murder? If only.
Murder?
Attempted.
Racketeering?
Oh, well, not really.
A what?
Not really attempted.
Attempted murder?
But, you know, there's some stabbing going on.
Oh.
Damn.
I was going to guess stabbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. sounded like you know, somebody got a little free with a knife.
Oh, you read the story. I didn't know that.
No, I did not.
Oh.
Yeah,
absolutely.
According to TMZ, Ayanna Mayweather.
Ayanna.
Reportedly went to rapper NBA Youngboy's house.
How old is Ayanna? Did Floyd have a kid at 18? He's still fighting. He's got a grown kid.
What?
Did he have a kid really young?
She's 19.
He's over 50.
Floyd Mayweather's 50?
He's close, isn't he?
He's 43.
Ah, 43.
Okay. And she's 19.
All right, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
An NBA young boy.
Yeah.
Is only 20.
So Ayanna Mayweather went to rapper NBA Youngboy's house.
He's got good stuff, good rap, good beats.
Yeah. But you can't keep that name forever.
No.
You can't be 45 and be NBA Youngboy.
Oh.
Yeah, you can.
He's going to have to.
Yeah.
NBA midlife.
Yeah.
The mother of his child answered the door.
Uh-oh.
When Ayanna Mayweather went over.
Probably there because she's got a kid with her.
LaPatra Lachey Jacobs.
Nobody names their kid LaPatra anymore.
That's a damn shame.
It is.
So the Mayweather daughter didn't get the note that you're supposed to stay in place and not go knifing?
No, you go, girl.
Don't go about town.
You stay away from my man.
Knifing people.
So Ayanna got there and told Ms. Jacobs that she is Young Boy's fiance, and Miss Jacobs going to have to leave the house.
Oh.
Miss Jacobs said, no, Ayanna, you have got to leave. The argument moved into the kitchen, where Ayanna was holding two kitchen knives. According to the sources of TMZ, Jacob stepped towards Ayanna, and Ayanna charged at her with one of the knives. Jacob told cops she didn't feel the first knife wound, but then she said Ayanna charged at her with a second knife, stabbing her again. When EMTs arrived, Jacobs was lying on the floor. She was taken to the hospital. The victim received several lacerations to both arms that required emergency surgery.
I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no.
The last I saw, the injuries were not life-threatening. Ayanna told cops that Jacobs had incited her by initially pulling her hair outside the house and then running into the kitchen where the confrontation went down.
Oh, pulled her weave.
Ayanna told cops she'd never met Jacobs before. A young boy was there, but he was just a witness to the altercation.
Yeah, he was hiding like a puss.
Well, you have to. Yeah. There's nothing you can do. You cannot touch either one of them, or you're in trouble.
My ladies are fighting over me.
So Ayanna Mayweather,
stabbing mode.
Yeah.
Right. So Ayanna Mayweather was arrested and charged with felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, booked in jail. It's unclear
she
if she's been
girl?
Released.
She a pretty girl? What's yes. What's your mugshot look like? She a pretty girl?
Okay. Yeah, if I remember correctly, she is.
Packing not one, but two knives. Apparently, you need two knives.
Yeah. Well, she got them from the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Well, sometimes you have to stab a bitch.
Nick's right about that. he often says that. That's one of his lines. I've heard him say for years now.
I've taught my kids that for years.
Apparently, you might be the bitch in the house this week, though, Nick. Gotta be careful.
Yeah. I think they're going to kill me.
Nick's not here someday. I don't know. He just left. We never saw him again. We'll look into that.
And did you see the huge fire in Florida? Thousands of rental cars are a total loss after a huge fire in southern Florida at Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers.
Well, people aren't renting cars right now, so there's probably more even sitting there.
There was several companies had their cars there.
Yeah,
because there's
yeah.
just nowhere for them to go.
Right.
Crews were battling the fire all Friday and all night Friday and Saturday morning. 15 acres the fire burned over and destroyed over 3,500 rental cars from various companies in an overflow lot.
The building is on fire.
The black smoke could be seen for miles. Images of the dark cloud showed up on social media. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Where's Luke at? Is he waking up early anymore now since he's not going to work? Because he usually calls me out on that. Every time I play clips like that, he always calls me out. On that.
Yeah, because we made a mention of Dempsey.
Four and a half
more toes than Luke.
You mentioned like LaToya or whatever those kind of names are. He always gives me crap for playing the clips like
that. He did not respond.
Yeah.
That fire sounds like it could be insurance fraud.
Yeah, no, that's true too.
Just set the whole lot ablaze.
Yep.
So former UFC middleweight champion and current analyst Michael Bisping tweeted, "It's so sad when you hear of the deaths, when you actually see the faces of these tragic souls, it touches you in a whole other way. Just saw some poor mother and wife who died at 38. Please stay at home."
Jesus.
That's when UFC's Mind of the Warrior wrote a response.
Oh, great.
Mind of the Warrior tweeted, "The solution is worse than the disease. Wake up, dude."
Sitting at home is not worse.
Bisping said, replied.
Okay.
"You are a effing absolute moron. Look around. People are dying at an alarming rate. You and people with your stupid view are the problem. You selfish piece of S. I've wanted to say this to many people for a while."
I responded to some other guy.
Just happened to be you.
Yeah. And what do they both do for a living?
UFC.
Yeah, figures.
Well, there's a way they could work out this disagreement. What's you kidding?
Well, one of them is a former UFC. He's now an announcer. He's now an analyst.
Yeah.
But he's not doing it anymore.
People are dying. So when you see the social media out there that people don't care or just,
I don't know anybody.
Yeah, then
not yet.
You're just a horrible human being. But stay inside. Dr. Ed Dominguez joined the show today, and he had a great conversation. Gave us a little bit of hope. Gave us the realities of being an infectious doctor in a big city. You know, it's coming your way. It's coming here.
Larry the Cable Guy is not a doctor.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but we're going to talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah, who else tomorrow?
Augie Smith tomorrow.
All right.
And Louis Black, Hippie Man, John Novosad, Josh Wolf, all later in the week.
TNTRadioEmpire.com with the podcast and all that stuff. Go ahead, Bush. You going to say something there?
No, Josh is actually tomorrow.
Josh tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sometimes you just got to stab a bitch.
It's true.
Take anything away from the day, it's what Nick said there. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Larry the Cable Guy, Josh Wolf, and Augie Smith all tomorrow. Make sure you download the podcast or stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Now your moment of games and puzzles.